Good morning, guys. We had to come inside because of the conditions, but we hope to get back out this afternoon. We're hoping that the rain will go away. Our players are looking forward to another padded practice. We've had a good start to training camp. We like the direction that our team is going. We have a lot of work ahead of us. We need to be outside if we can be. We have a lot of things we need to get covered, but so far, so good. We kind of stayed away from the injury bug so far, which is a good thing. And, you know, everybody, for the most part, is participating other than the guys that are on the physically unable to perform list. Jerome Felton is back now. He had a personal issue he had to deal with, and now he's back. So we pretty much have our full contingent out at practice, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get outside and get another good day in.
In this camp, Les, as you and Bill and Craig continue your evaluation of Christian, how do you balance sort of the micro-analysis of each day with keeping an eye on the big picture?
From our standpoint, you know, we're doing the same thing with him that we do with all of our players. We're taking a look at every rep that he takes, which is no different than what we do with every player. We evaluate performance and, you know, whether he's doing something positive or negative, and we're trying to correct that and hopefully help him to improve, you know, every single day that he's out here. But that's no different than every other position that we're working with. That's part of what training camp is all about, trying to critique guys, trying to make sure that the guys that are going to be on your final 53 are getting better as we look forward to the regular season. So what we're doing with him is not any different than anyone else.
What did you learn about him last December in that stretch that pushed you guys into the playoffs?
Well, it was so encouraging, Dan, just to see in a moment where, you know, our team could have gone either way at that 6-6 juncture, for him to step up and really begin to make some crucial plays for us and take more of a reign from a leadership standpoint. It really kind of, you know, gave me more confidence about the future with him. It just was good to see. We needed him to play well at that point in the season, and you always need that from your quarterbacks at that point in the season, in that month of December. And he played at a very, very high level at a crucial time, so it was really encouraging for all of us.
What do you sense that did for him from a confidence aspect as well?
I would think, and just in my conversations with him, it just showed him that he was capable of putting together good games back-to-back on a consistent basis. His decision-making was so much better. His being able to see the field, his understanding of our game plan, did nothing but gave him more confidence coming into this offseason. And you can see it. I mean, we saw it in our early part of our training in the offseason. We're seeing it here in training camp. It's carrying over. We like to see it carry over into the regular season. But his confidence is at a real high right now.
Matt Khalil talked a little bit about changing things with his diet to put on healthier weight. He's got to get his weight up and try to be healthier and do it. Do you see a difference in the way he looks physically at all?
Not a whole lot different. His weight hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, he's one of those guys who can play at a lean weight and still be effective. He's unusual in that way as an offensive lineman, but no real changes physically when you take a look, and his weight hasn't fluctuated a whole lot.
What's the biggest thing you can kind of take from a pretty successful year one going into year two? Is it a left tackle?
I know our offensive line coach, Jeff Davison, is really stressing to him how you got to keep improving in our league. I mean, guys are studying him on tape just like he studies defensive linemen, and they're trying to come up with ways to have success against him. So there's some things that we're working on to help him to improve, and he has to understand that, and I think he does. I mean, Matt wants to be the best left tackle in the National Football League, so he's working hard. We just got to keep putting him in positions every day. I mean, he's going against some pretty good defensive linemen on the other side of the ball here at our training camp. So all those things, I think, helps to get him ready for the regular season.
Christian was talking about the communication with the O-line and how it's more of an instinct thing, but especially so with Sully back. Have you seen a huge difference in the comfort level there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a rapport. There's no doubt about it between he and John, and that helps. And the respect that he has for our offensive line, the fact that all those guys are coming back, they have a great relationship between he and our offensive line, so that should help our football team. They really feel like, I mean, they have his back in so many ways, and he knows that. So he does everything he can to encourage them and do the right thing. So it's a good relationship. Should be good for our team.
What's the best-case scenario for Lawrence Jackson and what he brings to that defensive line?
Well, you know, he's a guy who we think has pass rush ability from the tapes that we saw when he was up in Detroit. He did some good things. We want to see how he handles the run. That's a big part of what we do on defense. And to see how consistent he can be both as a run defender and a pass rusher. And if we can get some consistency out of him and maybe get some of that pass rush that we saw when he came out of college as one of the top-rated defensive ends in the draft. If we can get some of that, that should help our football team. But the consistency and that pass rush combined with good run defense, you know, he'd have a chance to make our roster.
You have Jared and Brian, obviously, being successful pass rushers and commanding a lot of the snaps. Do you have room to get Lawrence Jackson and Everson enough snaps to be effective in third down situations?
I tell you, being in our league, the more pass rushers you can get, the more you want. I mean, you never want to turn down pass rushers. You need them, man. If he can show us that he can help our football team as a pass rusher, you know, he'll find his way on our roster. You're always looking for pass rushers in our league.
Leslie, how much of an adjustment have you seen with Joe Webb making that transition from quarterback to wide receiver, and what growth has he made?
I think one of the things that has helped Joe was, of course, the familiarity he had with our offense, knowing offense as well as he does, coming from the quarterback position. But he has great athletic ability. That's always been a given with Joe. But his hard work also shows up, and, of course, he's working with a very good wide receivers coach in George Stewart, who's helping him a great deal. But his work ethic is the one thing that's going to help him to get caught up to speed, so to speak, with some of the other receivers that have been doing this for quite a while. But in saying that, he's made a lot of progress from our OTAs up to this point. So we're seeing growth with Joe at the wide receiver position, and we just have to keep putting him in situations and let him continue to develop. And the preseason games, along with training camp, will help with that. All right, thank you, guys.